for the redeemed. Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And we are in the middle of looking at the attributes of love. There's 16 and we're up to number 3. And this is love is not jealous, coming from 1 Corinthians verse 13, chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. Remember, if you do not have these 16 attributes, then what you think might be love is not really love. So as we read this, we continue. It says in the devotional, and now we see why it is so very good to define terms. And this from the holy language, the Hebrew language, there are several definitions for the word jealous. And there are several different words for jealous in the Hebrew. Yahweh, of course, is said to be jealous for his people. The understanding of his jealousy is intended to express a fervent desire, a holy desire for those Yahweh deems to be his redeemed children. Because Yahweh is the only source of power in existence, and in this power alone we are to trust. We now can express the negative aspect of jealousy spoken of in Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Jealousy that is not of him is expressed as human envy, a state of mind, the mind of the fallen ego of man. If Yahweh is my everything, then what need do I have for anything else? For in him we live, move, and have our being. Acts 17:28. Hallelujah. This perspective removes any root of carnality which would have caused one to formally fail at the third attribute of love. If I have negative jealousy and I claim to love, then I am deceived by self. This is another mindset of the remnant within the remnant. You cannot claim to love and yet have carnal jealousy, loved one. It is only those who acknowledge the sickness that can be truly healed. And as we read in Mark 2:17, it says, when Yeshua heard this, he told them, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to the call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. But this shall be, all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep showing love amongst yourself. John 13, 34, and 35, which we read at the end of these. So we have to understand these two different ways of looking at jealousy and to get an idea of it. As it says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is not jealous. And a better translation of that would be, love is not carnally jealous. Love is not carnally jealous, because our Creator certainly loves us, and our Creator is certainly jealous, as it says in Scripture. All over Scripture it says that, but it's a different type. It's a different type. But the Scriptures use jealousy in a way as Yahweh claiming his own people. When it says in Deuteronomy 4:24, for Yahweh your Elohim is a consuming fire, a jealous God. It's different than a carnal jealous of the world, as was described this morning or this day in the devotional. You know, in Proverbs it says, for jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. Jealousy can drive us different ways depending what is the source of our jealousy. The type of jealousy Yahweh has for us is one of the greatest forms of love and desire that anyone could have for one another. But the jealousy that they're talking about here in 1 Corinthians 13 is a jealousy that will lead a man to his grave quicker than anything else. We have to understand the difference. And if we have the attribute of the carnal jealousy, we do not have true love. And this is a tough one because so many of us are into our ego. And we have jealousy and envy. And we have this carnal jealousy in us. You know, it's a form of insecurity, a form of hatred. It's not healthy. And it's not of Yahweh, it's of the devil. If we have Yahweh, we have all we need. We have nothing to be jealous about if we have Yahweh. And we trust him. Ecclesiastes 4:4 says, and I saw that all foil and achievement spring from one person's envy of another. To do this is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Galatians 6:4 says, let each one examine his own work. Then he can take pride in himself and not compare himself to anyone else. And Proverbs 14:15 says, only simpletons believe everything they're told. The prudent carefully consider their steps. We must be on guard. We must be careful of the carnal jealousy because it is not an attribute of love and we are called to love. Philippians 1:15 says, "If it's it is true that some preach Yeshua out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill." Matthew 6:5 says, and when you pray, do not pray like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing at the synagogues and the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their own reward in full. And John 12:43 says, for they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from Yahweh. The self-envy, the envy of others, the insecurity. This goes counter or is the antithesis to the scriptures that say, seek your minds on things above, not on things on earth. Not worrying and concerning yourself with these people, but thinking about Yahweh. That's Colossians 3:2. Proverbs 27:20, death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. It's our own sinful nature that makes us want to desire things other than Yahweh. 1 John 2:16 says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. We must shed it. We must shed it and be done with it. Envy, it says in Proverbs 14:30, a heart of peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. We need to repent. We need to repent. You know, and we have to understand the carnal jealousy of the world that is not part of love just leads to hatred. We must run from it. Run from it. There's so many sins that comes out of carnal jealousy. James 4:2 says, You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have it because you do not ask Yahweh. Proverbs 27:4 says, wrath is as fierce as anger, is a flood, but who can stand before jealousy? Acts 7:9 says, because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him into slavery into Egypt, but Yahweh was with him. We must be careful not to envy others. We must understand what true love is and all the attributes of love. We must, as it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It is not boastful, and it is not proud. Yeah, we understand the scriptures are so clear about this. So I want to read to you right now about Yahweh's love for us. And why over in the scriptures over and over again, it says that Yahweh is such a jealous God. Why it says in the scriptures over in Nahum 1 verse 2, Yahweh is jealous and avenging God. Yahweh is avenging and watchful. He takes vengeance on his advisors and keeps the wrath for his enemies. Deuteronomy 5:9 says, you shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am Yahweh your Elohim, a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father's children to the third and fourth generation. Joshua 24:19 says, but Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve Yahweh, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions of your sins. Now, one might ask, if jealousy is not an attribute of love, and if you have jealousy, then you don't have love. How could Yahweh be a jealous God and still love? You understand when you understand the roots of the word and the understanding of the idea of the envy of man versus the love of Yahweh, you start to see things different. I want to read to you now a little sermon here by one of the most popular preachers ever to exist, Spurgeon, and this is from 1863. The passion of a jealous man is usually exercised in an evil manner, but it is not in itself necessarily sinful. A man may be zealously cautious of his honor and speciously violent over another without deserving blame. All throughout, persons will agree that there is such thing as virtuous jealousy. Self-love is no doubt the usual foundation of human jealousy. And it may be that Shinestone is the right in his definition as the apprehension of superiority, the fear lest another should be any means supplant us. Yet the word jealous is so near akin that the noble word zealous, that I am persuaded it must have something good in it. Certainly we learn from scripture that there is such thing as good jealousy. We find the apostle Paul declaring to the Corinthian church, I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you to chastise a virgin to Yeshua, a Messiah. He had an earnest, cautious, anxious concern for their holiness, that Yahweh, that Yeshua our Messiah might be honored in their lives. Let it be remembered then that jealousy, like anger, is not evil in itself, or it could never be described to Yahweh. His jealousy is ever pure and a holy flame. The passion of jealousy possesses an intense force. It fires the whole nature. It colds a juniper, which have the most valiant flame. It resides in the lowest depths of the heart and takes so form and holds that it remains most deeply rooted until the exciting course is removed. It wells up from the innermost recesses of nature like a torrent. Irresponsibility sweeps all before it. It stops at nothing, for it is cruel and it is grave. It provokes wrath to the utmost, for it is a rage of man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. Proverbs 6:34. And it overthrows everything in the pursuit of its enemy, for wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before jealousy? For all these reasons, jealousy is selected as some faint picture that tender regard which Yahweh has for his own dignity, honor, and supremacy, and holy and indignation which he feels towards those who violate his laws, offend his majesty, or impeach his character. Not that Yahweh is jealous so as to bring him down to the likeness of man, but that this is the nearest idea we can come from what the divine being feels, if it be right to use even that word, towards him when he beholds his throne occupied by false gods, his dignity insulted, and his glory usurped by others, usurped by others. We cannot speak of God except by using figures drawn from his works or our own emotions we ought to. However, when we use the images to caution ourselves and those who listen to us against the idea that the infinite mind is really to be compassed and described by any metaphors, however lofty, or language, however weightly, we might not have ventured to use the word jealousy in connection with the Most High, but we find so many times in Scripture. Let us with solemn awe survey this mysterious display of divine mind. Methinks I hear the thundering words of Nahum. Yahweh is jealous and Yahweh is revengeance. Yahweh revengeth and is furious. Yahweh will take vengeance on his adversaries and his wrath on his enemies. My soul be humbled before Yahweh and I tremble at his name. We have to understand here what the passion that jealousy stirs up inside us. So we got to be careful of the root. And when we talk about love, the idea of jealousy that they're talking about in 1 Corinthians 13 should have nothing to do with our human nature, with choosing Yahweh as our king. We have to remember, and I'll continue reading, reverently let us remember that Yahweh is exceedingly jealous of his deity. Yes, that's the first one, and he goes into a whole section about this and his deity. And it's a powerful thing. Powerful thing. The most important thing. Then it says, Yahweh is jealous of his sovereignty. Absolutely. Absolutely. Powerful. Powerful. Then it goes into, Yahweh is jealous of his glory. Yahweh's glory is the result of his nature and acts, his glorious in his character. For there is no such a store of anything that is holy and good and lovely in Yahweh, that he must be glorious. The actions which flow from his character, the deeds which are outgoings of his inner nature, these are glorious too. And Yahweh is very careful that all flesh should see that he is good and gracious and a just God. And he is mindful too, that his great and mighty acts should not give glory to others, but only to himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray you're getting this today, folks. I pray you're understanding this. And this ends off, the sermon ends off. I'll read this last part of the sermon, and then I want to give you some more scriptures. It says, dear friends, let this jealousy which should be kept us near to Yeshua also be a comfort to us. For we're married to Yeshua, and he is jealous of us. Depend on it, this jealous husband will let none touch his spouse. Joel tells us that Yahweh is jealous for his land. And Zechariah utters the word of Yahweh, I'm jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion in great jealousy. And then he declares that he will punish the heathen, and will he not avenge his own elect who cry to him day and night? There is not a hard word spoken, but Yahweh shall avenge it. There is not a single deed done against us, but the strong hand of him who died, but now lives for us, shall take terrible vengeance upon all his adversaries. I am not afraid of the church of Yahweh. I tremble not for the cause of Yahweh. Our jealous husband will never let his church be in danger. And if any smite her, he will give them double for every blow. The gates of hell shall not prevail against his church, but she shall prevail against the gates of hell. Her jealous husband shall roll away in her shame. Her reproach shall be forgotten. Her glory shall be fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. For he that is jealous of himself is jealous for her fair flame. The subject is large and deep. Let us prove that we understand it by henceforth walking very carefully. And if any of us say we are you so precise. Let this be our answer. I serve a jealous Elohim, a jealous God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that we're comprehending the idea of what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is not jealous. And I like the connection of the closest to the word zealous. And there's a difference. The enviousness of self, ego, and the jealousy that's the carnality of the world and the emotion that many of us feel for things that are unjustified. Versus the jealousy because of the love of Yahweh, wanting us for himself, keeping us from the enemy, keeping us safe, keeping us holy, keeping us pure. Not letting us claim anything as our own except for him. Knowing that he's our source of everything. But it's not love when it's carnal jealousy. And that's the attributes of love that we're discussing here today. So I pray you get this. Let's look at some more verses of what it says in the scriptures about this topic. Because these scriptures speak to us on both sides of it. It says in James 3:16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, see, selfish ambition exists, there will be disorder and every vile practice. And that's a great example of carnal jealousy of this world that love is not part of. James 3:16. For there was jealousy and, it should say, along with self-ambition. Self-ambition. Exodus 20:17 sums this up when it says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or make his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what Romans 13:13 warns us and says, let us walk properly in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. So they actually equate jealousy on the same level as drunkenness, sexual immorality, on the same level, according to what it says here in scripture. Remember what it says. It is not part of love. It says in John 1:4, anyone who does not know Yahweh, because Yahweh is love. You cannot love if you have these types of jealousy within you, is the point that's trying to be made. And over and over and over again, it talks about that in the scriptures. So we need to question ourselves. And ask ourselves, is Yahweh everything to us? Do we esteem anything in our lives more than him? When we lose something that is less than something else we have, can we be thankful for what we lost or thankful for what we have? So if Yahweh is more to us than anything else we can lose, are we to be jealous if we lose something to someone else? As long as we have Yahweh, should we be content and thankful and happy? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we are human and we have emotions. And it's not right. And it's out of Yahweh's order and his pattern for certain things to infringe on our personal property, our personal family, our personal things that are us. It's not right or a pattern for anything to infringe on it. But our zeal for Yahweh has to be more than our jealousy. Our emotional that's stirred up has to come from our heart of love. Of love. Of love. When you see somebody with a big house or a big car, are you jealous of what they have? No, you should be jealous of it if you see somebody who has the peace of the Holy Spirit with them and you wanting more of that. That's what should move you. That's what should drive you. When you see somebody online at the supermarket reading their Bible instead of reading a trash magazine. When you see people in a corner preaching about Yeshua, when you hear people telling people that Yeshua died for them, when you know that people will give up their life for him, that's what should stir you up. I want that. I want that. That's what I want. They could have their cars and their houses and their money. I want their love and their passion. That's what I want. Hallelujah. That's what we should desire. That's what we should desire. And that's what true love is. We look at the scriptures here. It says in Galatians 6:4, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful message today about love and this attribute of jealousy of what it truly is and what it is not, and what should be part of us and not part of us, Father Yahweh. And just teach us all to love fully with every single attribute of love, and to not let anything take us away from that. To give us the zeal of Job, to give us the zeal of David, and the zeal of Joseph, and all these people in the scriptures. But remember the warning. James 3:14, but if you have bitter jealousy and self-ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. So I leave you out with this, everybody, today. And please share this with others and take this message seriously, because Yahweh loves us with every single attribute, and he wants us to love him with all our hearts and all our soul and all our might. And that's what we need to remember. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We need to be glad and rejoiceful in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My name is Paul. This is Torah Life Ministries, Torah being the foundation of all scripture. And we're doing our Sefarwell devotional series, which is what is expected to happen. We are going to suffer, but we're to suffer well. And just expounding on the attributes of Yahweh's love for us and what true love really is. So I pray you got this today. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
In who you are, your way.